Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, I trust you're doing well today. I am sitting at my desk in meditation and I find myself in tears. And I didn't think I was going to be able to record this episode, but after writing, I thought, you know, I'd just go ahead and record it. But today's episode is titled, A Woman Who Fears the Lord. I was watching the Moses Bliss engagement video, and for those who do not know Moses Bliss, he's a famous Nigerian gospel singer who recently got engaged to his lovely girlfriend, who has made news for herself with her modest outlook and soft-spokenness. And when I was done watching the video, this verse came to my heart. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And that's from Proverbs 31 verse 30 in the KJV. You know that there are some truths in God's word that you understand in your heart, but you do not quite have the words to articulate. So today I try to meditate on who a woman who fears the Lord is, because I think there's something interesting about her. So back to the video, I remember one part of the video where she mentioned that her mom had asked her to stop wasting time and settle down. And her response to her mom was this: "My own man of God is coming." I was not as moved by her outlook as I was by her faith and in those words that she spoke. And here she stood being proposed to before the world by the man she knew God had sent her. The Message Bible shares the scripture this way: "The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of the Lord. Give her everything she deserves. Adorn her with praise." Now, a couple of years ago, I went to God in a lot of pain and I asked him, "Does it pay to be a good woman?" I asked because I had sought him and trusted him, but things didn't look like I was getting what I deserved. For a moment, it felt like I was getting the opposite of what I deserved or what I thought I deserved for the very values I upheld. I went to God many times in prayer, but I forgot that the answers to my prayer had already been given in Proverbs 31, verse 30. I doubted God, and after a while, I asked permission to go my own way. And he did grant it. It was the worst 1 year of my life. But when I realigned with God, there was something that finally settled me. That the word of God was trustworthy. That God did not lie. Because guess what? What I had tried so hard to do and what I had been so pained about, he came into my life and just did it in almost a flash with no effort. And I just sat and watched in amazement. I listened to the Moses Bliss story and it even looks like something that doesn't make sense, because a gospel musician of his caliber meeting someone on IG and it getting serious enough for him to ask her to marry him in exactly 1 year. Well, the word of God says, give her everything she deserves. That is the wisdom of God to the universe concerning the woman who fears the Lord, concerning you. Why I talked about my own experience, because I have witnessed some of us close up struggling to trust God, especially when you know that you're being a woman who fears the Lord and it doesn't look like you're getting what you deserve. I just want to break down the traits of the woman who fears the Lord so that you can be encouraged and continue to exercise yourself in them. And like the Word of God says in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 in the Amplified Version, it says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay." Dear good woman, wait for it, because it will certainly come. Wait for it. Wait for it. Don't let your heart grow weary. Wait for God. Three main traits of a woman who fears the Lord in the same Proverbs 31:30, but in the Amplified Version, it says, "Charm and grace are deceptive, and superficial beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting Him with awe-filled respect, she shall be praised." Now let's take them one by one. One, reverently worshiping. Dear good woman, don't be caught off guard reverently worshiping your problems, your disappointments, your grievances, instead of worshiping the Lord. The woman who fears the Lord is one that has a heart posture of reverently worshiping the Lord. She fears Him and gives Him His due. She does not become familiar with His word, but holds it in high esteem. She keeps Him at first place in her heart, so that even if her desires are not coming to pass in her time, she doesn't unseat God. She doesn't remove Him from His place. God maintains His first place regardless of her circumstances. Number two, obeying and serving. This was one of the most challenging things to do during my period of testing. Sometimes when you feel like God is not in your corner, or that He's not on your side, you begin to look for your own way of doing things. But the woman who fears the Lord, she obeys God. She obeys Him because she loves Him, and she keeps serving even if it does not look like she's getting what she deserves. Her obedience and service to God are unconditional, and they are constant. She doesn't waver in her obedience and service. Number three, trusting Him with awe-filled respect. This suggests taking Him at His word without question and without a doubt, acknowledging that this is the God of the universe and there is nothing He cannot do. You see, this feeling of trust you have for perhaps a promise you have received from someone you know very well, so much so that if someone else tries to convince you that, you know, the other person wouldn't do good on their promise, you would absolutely defend them with everything you have because you know them and what they're capable of. That's that kind of trust. Soon to be Mrs. Bliss said that when her mom told her to hurry up and settle down, she said to her, "My own man of God is on the way. He's coming." That is trusting with awe-filled respect, knowing that has He not said it, and will He not do it? And that's in Numbers 23 verse 19. In that case, doubting God feels like disrespecting Him. Doubting God feels like some kind of disregard for who He is. Like at that point, it just feels wrong to doubt God because you know whom you have believed. So these are just my meditations, and I thought I'd share them with you in this episode. I pray for grace to continue to be women who fear the Lord and to be encouraged to hold on to God and not exchange Him for anything, regardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in, and to know that we will get all that we deserve, that we are women who fear the Lord, and in time, in His time, we will get all that we deserve, and we will be adorned with praise. It is your testimony, it is my testimony, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.